Hi, you're listening to the Inner Ear Yoga Podcast. My name is Deborah Tudor, and I'll be guiding you. Many formal meditations begin in an upright seated posture. This allows for a beautiful vertical alignment of the spine from the root to the crown, and I highly recommend that. That having been said, I'd also like to suggest another posture that's very effective, especially for beginners, but really for anyone who finds a supported posture more to their liking. And this would be in a 45-degree recline, getting a wedge, some pillows, locating yourself maybe against a wall or against the headboard of your bed, for example. And maybe putting a bolster under the knees also helps. This gives a nice blood flow to the legs, but it also gives a support to the back and allows the heart area, the chest, to more easily open up. I don't recommend laying prone on your back, but I do find many people choose that posture with great success. So trying different postures, one thing I will say is don't follow this podcast while you're driving. That would seem to go without saying, but I want to go ahead and say it for safety's sake. So when listening to these podcasts, it should induce a deep state of relaxation. Not normally designed to put you to sleep, although a few of the podcasts in this series are what we call yoga nidra or sleep-inducing guided meditations. So I'll point those out if the podcast is designed for that purpose. But getting into a deep state of relaxation can bring your mind into a healthy place of calmness and serenity that resets the nervous system. And that's the main purpose of these guided meditations. I also will add some guided yoga podcasts, and I'll point those out as well, so that in addition to the breathing that we focus on in these seated or reclined meditations, the moving yoga will be described to you in such a way that you can just by listening and no need for visuals, be able to follow along with the simple guided yoga. If you do visit my website, you'll see I have quite a bit of material on yoga, yoga poses, and adjustments. So that's a place you can go to if you choose to deepen a yoga practice with me. There is no substitute for a hands-on live yoga class with a yoga teacher that can truly help guide and adjust you through your practice. But in this time of stay at home, I find that it's better to move by yourself at home than to wait for the ideal situation to be able to go to a yoga studio. So this is my rather long introduction to the Inner Ear Yoga. Again, my name is Debbie, and I'm your Inner Ear Yoga Meditation Guide. I hope you get great benefit from this program and that you subscribe to my podcast and make it a part of your daily life. Most of the podcasts are just 3 minutes long, and some of the podcasts are 15 and 30 minutes. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Namaste.